book of the prophet Isaiah, from which our first reading this afternoon comes, was written hundreds of years before Christ came to earth. And yet, how eloquently the prophet's words describe this mystery of our Lord's passion that we celebrate today. In fact, I encourage you perhaps to find some time today or tomorrow to sit before a crucifix with these words and read them and ponder them in light of our Lord's suffering and death for us on the cross. This afternoon, I'd like to just zero in on one line, a question that people ask in this first reading when they say, "Who would believe what we have heard? Who would believe what we have heard?" Indeed, what the church proposes for us today is an incredible reality. We've heard the story of God Himself, humiliated, crushed, and dying on the cross. Who would believe this? If you or I were entrusted with writing the script of how God would save the world, not one of us would have written this one. Our God probably would have come in power and glory and might with the hammer of justice to punish evildoers and assert his rule and in the blink of an eye establish this great kingdom of peace and justice on the earth. But no, this God, the true God, was born in the poverty of a stable and then died, abandoned, naked, on a cross. Who would believe what we have heard? What have we heard? What did our Lord Himself say on the cross as He was giving His life for us? "I thirst." God is thirsty. For water, yes. Parched as He is in His humanity. But above all, Christ on the cross is thirsting for love. He's thirsting for souls. He's thirsting for you and for me. I'm going to share with you some words that Mother Teresa wrote as she contemplated the meaning of these words, "I thirst." They were very much at the heart of what she understood her mission to be when she established the Missionaries of Charity and began to care so heroically for the poorest of the poor. Meditating on these words, she writes this, placing these words on the lips of Christ. "No matter how far you may wander, no matter how often you forget me, no matter how many crosses you may bear in this life, there is one thing I want you to always remember, one thing that will never change. I thirst for you, just as you are. You don't need to change to believe in my love, for it will be your belief in my love that will change you. You forget me, and yet I am seeking you every moment of the day, standing at the door of your heart and knocking. Do you find this hard to believe? Then look at the cross. Look at my heart that was pierced for you. Have you not understood my cross? Then listen again to the words I spoke there, for they tell you clearly why I endured all this for you. I thirst. Yes, I thirst for you, as the rest of the psalm verse I was praying says of me, I looked for love and I found none. All your life, I have been looking for your love. I have never stopped seeking to love you and be loved by you. You have tried many other things in your search for happiness. Why not try opening your heart to me right now, more than you ever have before? Whenever you do open the door of your heart, whenever you come close enough, you will hear me say to you again and again, not in mere human words, but in spirit, no matter what you have done, I love you for your own sake. Come to me with your misery and your sins, with your troubles and needs, and with all your longing to be loved. I stand at the door of your heart and knock. Open to me, for I thirst for you. This is why our Lord offered his life on the cross. He did this to show to us beyond the shadow of the doubt that we can come to him, that we can bring ourselves to him. No matter what our lives may be like, we can, in the words of our second reading, confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy. We have confidence because no matter what our story may be, no matter how grave our sins, no matter how severe our suffering, none of it is foreign to Christ. He knows it all. Our misery does not repulse him. He's taken it all upon himself, precisely so that we would not hesitate to approach the throne of grace, which is his cross. And so today, as we have the opportunity in this liturgy to approach and to venerate the cross of Christ, let us sate his thirst by bringing ourselves to him, bringing our love to him, giving him our all, placing ourselves completely into the hands of the God who has loved us to the end.